Well, they tried to justify it by saying that they needed it for control purposes, that there was issues of, you know, voter harassment or, but you know, clearly they didn't put out any sort of evidence of that occurring, and blanketly issued it for every single place.
Right. Upshot is, I mean, you're not going to contest this in any way legally, are you?
Well, now we're at the last few hours here. Even yesterday, you can imagine how hard it would be to file an injunction when you have especially all these other issues happening. Basically, in the Democratic Party, we've instructed people, because we have lots of the polling places covered with people handing out Democratic materials. We've told them that if a deputy, and that's a deputy at the different sites, not actually a sheriff's deputy, but a deputy, enforces that new rule that Buddy Johnson issued, that they should, you know, do as they're told by the deputy and get within or get at the point that they're instructed to get at, and then try to get as many voters as they can and hand out the materials. But it's clearly unconstitutional. It's really unbelievable, because Buddy Johnson is a candidate and they're handing out materials contrary to him at most of these places. And then he issues a rule that is not what our Florida statutes say and tries to keep people from getting materials that don't support him or support his opponent.